This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
56% of job seekers say the biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications. This according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be lonely, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding that job that fits you. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location nearest you at expresspros.com. No fees for somebody seeking a job. Visit expresspros.com.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Man, I'm exhausted. How you feeling, buddy?
Me? Very casual on a casual Friday. Right here, day three of the Dan Patrick hat trick. Today's the conclusion.
That's really catching
up. Covino and Rich doing our best fill-in Frank. It's definitely catching on. And we're brought to you by the 2022 Mercedes-Benz family of SUVs. Extraordinary. Is one test drive away. Learn more at mbusa.com. Of course, we welcome you from the Mercedes-Benz Man Cave. Actually, I'm in Union, New Jersey, my hometown, visiting the fam, Rich Davis in L.A.
Not the fam. What do you call it?
The fam bamboozle.
That's right. You're the guy that invented that.
I call it the blessing and the curse, Rich. And it goes both ways because I'm sure they're sick of me too. You know, it's so nice to have a loving family, but when everyone's here together all at once, it's overwhelming. Not just whelming, it's overwhelming. And, you know, I went out last night, had a good night. I'll tell you all about it. But an action-packed show today.
More pizza?
We had a fun week. Pizza, yes. You know what?
Oh, dude.
Stay tuned.
He kept the pizza streak is alive. You're like Lou Gehrig of pizza pie.
I'm the Joe D, the Joe DiMaggio. I'm going for 56 straight dates.
Oh.
Yeah, the Joe D of pizza because I'm here in Jersey. And you do like Jersey does. You know, I might have a Taylor Ham sandwich this morning for breakfast. And if you don't know, you're about to. Taylor Ham. It's not pork roll. It's Taylor Ham. And it's the breakfast of champions when you're from New Jersey. Anyway, today, we're going to get you ready for the weekend. Rich is going to take you to Teaser Town. He's got some bets for you. We're going to tell you what teams should be nervous. The teams that have the nervous farts, the teams that are going to be given high fives this weekend.
Yeah.
Tecmo Bowl high fives. And weekend hobnobbing, the shows and the games you need to watch this weekend. The must-watch games. Again, all here on Covino and Rich. But
well,
I'm here, Steve Covino, Rich Davis. We got Ethan in for Danny.
Yo,
G.
Ethan, what's up, my man?
Guys. Fired up to be here with you. Early morning.
Can tell.
I haven't even had my sip of coffee yet, and I'm fired up.
I just wish Steve was here with us.
I know.
He's in the dirty jersey.
Dirty jersey, bro. East Coast. We got Perfett. We got Lohenkron. And we got you guys. 877-99 on Fox. Let's go.
By the way, is there anything else in the country that could go in that category of Taylor Ham? Because if you go to the East Coast. Now, Ethan, you're a Philly guy, right?
Born and raised.
So you call it pork roll?
Pork roll.
Pork roll.
Yeah.
You know why, Rich? It's very regional. The further south you go, right? South Jersey, Cherry Hill, Philly area, it's pork roll. I get it. I do. I'm from North Jersey, and it's Taylor Ham. Pork roll was the actual roll, and that's what they served at, like, high school lunch, like pork roll on a bun. But it's the breakfast of champions. It's just a way of life out here. It's pork roll. Taylor Ham, whatever you want to call it, disco fries. It's just
I only bring it up because I don't know any other, I guess you would say, regional cuisine. Is Taylor Ham a cuisine where people there swear by it, but the rest of the country is like, what? I was baffled when we first started doing our talk show years ago on Sirius XM. we'd bring up random foods and people would be like, what are you talking about? I remember bringing up vodka sauce on pasta. And there were people around the country that were like, what?
What? That's you pour vodka on your pasta?
Yeah, they sell it at the supermarket. You know, you don't get Taylor ham or pork roll everywhere, but, you know, nothing says good morning like Taylor ham, egg and cheese on a bagel, on a roll, salt, pepper, ketchup. That's how it's served. It's kind of like Canadian bacon, but it's not. It's completely better. It's different. Yep. And I'm actually waiting for, again, I'm here visiting family. If my dad doesn't come in today with a bag full of bagels, right? Because that's how they do it. Like, yeah, I got some bagels and cream cheese. Hey! If he doesn't come in with some bagels and a Taylor ham sandwich for his son, his eldest son, I'm going to be a little disappointed. And you know, you got to pass that down too, because I'm here with my daughter. Or, I'm sorry, I'm in Jersey. My daughter.
My daughter's here.
And, you know, I'm still waiting for my coffee, but you pass down the traditions, and it is very regional. I would say it's like Canadians and their poutine.
Yeah. Maybe some grits in the South. Well, you know, grits aren't readily available on menus in the Northeast, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a little pride there. I don't know why, but it's just one of those Jersey things, and you do it when you get back home, and you know, it's a good feeling to bite into that and get the day started. So,
what did you enjoy my breakfast
with you?
Any other big plans yesterday before we get into some Week 17 NFL? And I have a theory about boozing or getting high on New Year's Eve.
Okay,
I have a theory.
Well, you know what? You got to start making your plans for sure if you haven't made reservations or plans already. So we will get to that. And again, what games and shows you need to watch. We're going to get you ready for the weekend, this holiday weekend. It's the grassy knoll of the holidays, the space between that Dave Matthews sings about between Christmas and New Year's. Yeah, and last night, because I'm doing the family thing, it's like you try to fill every day with a little something. And my brother was like, let's go bowling, you.
Oh, bowling. On the anniversary of Dick Weber? Or is it Pete? What, Weber?
Pete Weber. Dick Weber was his legendary father. I believe it's like, it might be like one of the anniversaries of Pete Weber's like retirements or something like that, where he was dropping F-bombs live on TV. You know, the infamous quote, though, is, who do you think you are? I am.
That's the best quote of all time.
Honestly, dude, it might be not only one of the best quotes in sports history, maybe just straight up history.
Yeah, it goes 4 score and 7 years ago, and then it goes, who do you think you are? I am, right?
Dude, yeah, seriously, that's one of my favorite quotes. It just, I know it was like a flub of words. He meant to say something else in this magical moment, but it came out like, whoever you think you're trying to be, whoever you think you are, you're not. Because I am. That's how it came across.
But then what he said was, who do you think you are? I am.
Right.
You know, there's a backstory where there was some kid.
Taunting him.
And antagonizing him, giving the little nanny nanny poof poof. So when he finally wins the game and he strikes out.
You say poof poof?
Nanny nanny poof poof.
Oh, there you
poof
go.
Poof.
Ethan, you would go poof poof poof, right?
It's poof poof, not poof. There's no F at the end.
Nanny nanny poof poof.
I grew up with a lot of immigrant kids, foreign kids, and they said poof poof.
Nanny, nanny, poof, poof.
Yeah. So, I was doing my best, Pete Weber. I was seeing the quotes, his quotes all day online. I was feeling very Pete Weber, PDW, and went bowling, and I realized something. Bowling is near and dear to me. As a kid growing up in Jersey, Rich, I was very much a suburban kid playing wiffle ball and just begging my parents to take me to the bowling alley so I could play some arcade games and go bowling.
You had an extra syllable in there? You call yourself a suburban kid?
Suburban, yeah.
Wow. Is it suburban?
I'm from suburbia.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm a pretty good athlete. I'm
Steerike!
You put extra syllables where they don't belong. So
it's like when Monsi the Update Girl always says Cardinals.
I can't tell if you're being extra critical of his language today or if it's actually seeping into him, the Jersey.
Listen,
is seeping into his vernacular.
What do you mean?
Forget about
You've
it. Called
what
him out
mean?
On at least 10 words since we started the show
today.
You
know what it is? It's like my wife is from South Texas. We live in Los Angeles now. When we go back to New Braunfels, which is near Austin, After a couple days, my wife starts talking a little more Southern. And if that happens, you go back to Jersey.
Hey, Peaches.
Covino, you're even talking with your hands more.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm hanging around with my brother, and he's like, yo, bro, let's go bowling, yo. Right? So it does start to come back. What I realized is bowling was such a part of my life, a part of my life that I miss and I enjoy. You know, I'd go to the bowling alley. I'd get a Taylor ham sandwich, fries, have a drink, bowl my afternoon away. You'd have to call ahead of time. Is there open bowl, open lanes today? Just making sure there was no leagues. But I was in leagues. And my thought goes a little something like this. Two parts. It's a two-part doozy. Bowling might be one of the top games where you're just always making excuses.
Oh,
and it's frustrating. It's frustrating on the level of, like, golf. Not quite as frustrating, but it's up there where you're making excuses.
My number one annoyance in the sports world, worse than like popping out in softball, worse than worse than sucking a pool or whatever you're playing. When you go bowling, if your first frame stinks, I'm like, I'm done. Like if I have an open frame in the first frame, like 7, and I don't pick up the spare, I'm like, why am I even playing? I don't even want.
Are there any mulligans?
Yeah, I was like, can we start over? If you start a first frame with a spare or a strike, you got this strut. Like, you feel like way cooler than you should. You're like, all right, I'm on. It's on.
Yeah, you feel like a Vince McMahon.
Yeah, but Steve, I don't know if I could back that, though. Because I'm a golfer. So I'm a big club thrower. So when something goes wrong, I'll throw the club. It's not like if
it's like Happy Gilmore.
If you do something wrong in bowling, it's not like you're throwing the bowling ball across the, you know.
You know what,
so,
though?
I don't know.
I'm not saying it's quite at that level, but it's one of the top. Like, I got this smile on my face, but inside I'm like burning because I'm like, I'm so much better than this. The lanes aren't oiled.
Oh yeah, but I was gonna say,
balls suck. I need my own.
I back Covino up in the excuses. Like Ethan, if you're golfing, you might look down at the grass and be like, ah, it's a damn course. Or you're looking at your club. You know, when a guy misses a ground ball, he looks at his glove like, oh, it must be the glove. When you're bowling, I bowled with Covino. He looks at his hand. He like touches his like bowling shoes like, oh, it's a little slippery. Then he's like, oh, the lanes and the oil. Like, there are a million excuses why bowling will annoy you.
Well, here's the thing too. If you throw with a hook, right? And I throw with a hook because I'm like Norm Duke.
Are you like really like he's fingertip bowling with
that? He's like, you know, he has a little bit of a wrist action that gets it, so it like grazes the edge and then goes back in.
How do you know about his wrist action?
I mean, yeah, leave my wrist action out of this.
You should just get back into it. Why don't you just get in a league? Just go pro again.
Or well, just I'm thinking go pro. About it. So I start going back to the basics last night, Ethan, as my dad taught me as a kid growing up. Thumb to the nose. That's how you put the spin on the ball. Thumb to the nose.
Thumb to the nose.
Yeah, thumb to the nose. You're putting some spin, right? You're getting the hook going. I get my hook going, but the lanes aren't oiled because it's like a rocking bowl for like young teenage kids. And every time I throw the ball down the lane, I have to toss the ball like 20 miles per hour towards the gutter just to even hit the pocket, because every time I throw it with a hook, it goes straight to the gutter on the other side.
Look at this guy.
Because there's no oil on the lane.
Look at this guy talking about his exit velocity.
Yeah. God, he lost me on that.
Well,
oil.
You know what? With the new scoring systems, remember, when we went as kids, it was like overhead projectors, right? And it smelled like cigarettes. Now, it's, you know, they tell you your exit velocity. They tell you. They keep score for you. So anyway.
And they have really awesome graphics of turkeys when you get 3 strikes in a row.
I love bowling alley graphics.
Actually, it's a three-part doozy. Let me get to the 3 points of my story. Number one, I broke the cardinal sin and rule of when it comes to adults bowling, Rich. I didn't break 100 in my first game.
What?
Yeah.
I break 100.
Dude, I know.
That's
and,
like,
and you know what I do? I throw the ball as hard as I can towards the pins. I have no skill whatsoever.
My 13-year-old daughter and my nieces and nephews all broke 100 with, you know, the bumpers, of course, but still, like, embarrassed.
What?
Yeah, and they're all looking at me like, Dad, I thought you bowled when you
grew up. That's like striking out in slow-pitch softball.
Yeah. The lanes not oiled.
Not breaking 100, Ethan. I know you're a golfer, but for those that don't bowl, to break 100 would mean you'd probably need one mark through the whole game. Like, one spare or one strike through the whole 10 frames should probably get you close to 100.
No, he's got too much skill for that.
How do you?
I'm telling you, there's truth to that.
The lane couldn't handle his skill.
by the way, if there's anyone with any amount of, I'll put an extra syllable here, athletic ability, when it comes to the world of bowling, please back me up here. If the lanes are not oiled and that's how you bowl, it's almost impossible. All right, so number one.
Oh, wait, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. 100. You're saying like the way a professional baseball player may not do well at softball, or the way a great golfer may stink it up at mini golf. You're saying you're so good at bowling that if the oil's off or it's like rockin' ball, a guy like you, it just, you know, you're too good for that scenario?
Yeah, Rich, I'm like that a-hole that wants to come there with his own shoes and his own ball, like the guy at the billiards who brings his own
did you throw on like
the felt's a little rough. You know,
imagine Camino's in Jersey. And he's like, hold on, guys. And he breaks out like a wrist. Were you wearing like a wrist guard?
I am kind of that guy because I take it serious. So I can't tell you the frustration I felt inside when I'm just smiling, pretending like I'm just having fun, guys. I'm here for the kids, right? So I didn't even break 100 my first game.
Oh,
embarrassing. I'm making excuses. So point number two, the frustration levels of bowling. It can make or break your decision to want to sort of continue. You know, it's a frustrating sort of thing. It's not golf. I agree with Ethan completely that golf is probably the league leader of just some days you got it, some days you don't. You really can't master it. It's beyond frustrating. But I really think that bowling, and the analogy I'll give is, it's like an easy ground ball that goes right between your legs. What's the first thing you do? You look at the glove, right? You look at the glove.
Yep.
You look for the excuse when really you didn't charge the ball. You let the ball play you. You didn't play the ball. You got lazy. You sucked.
Like Aaron Rodgers shaking his hand and looking at his thumb.
Yes.
After every overthrow.
Bowling is just full of that. You're just feeling like, it's not me. I'm better than this. So you have to break 100 as a man. I mean, it's pathetic.
No doubt.
As a man or a woman. I think anyone should break 100. Yeah. Your 13-year-old daughter should be ashamed of her dad.
She won. So anyway.
Oh, boy.
It's frustrating. Not quite at the level of golf, but it's in the conversation. I'm going maybe like top three as far as like recreational fun. Like it's aggravating. It's fun, but it's aggravating. Number three. And Ethan, you're going to hate me for this one, and I welcome the Fox Sports Radio Nation.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
To convince me otherwise, 877-99 on Fox. But I got a bunch of friends. I'm at that stage of life. Rich, I know you are too, where business is done on the golf course, and you have friends that are like, yo, dude, let's get some. You into whiskey? How about golf? That's the stage of life you're at, right? I would rather join a bowling league then pick up some golf clubs.
That's not a crazy thought,
really.
But I don't think you're doing much business in the bowling alley unless you're looking for a good deal on car, car being repaired.
I'm saying, as far as next level, like recreation, fun, you know, what could I do to fill my Wednesday nights? You know, I want to know your thoughts. I feel like bowling is on a comeback. A lot of us grew up where our parents were in leagues. We might have been in leagues as kids. We did it for fun. I feel like it's on a big time comeback with these next level lanes. I feel like it's more fun than golf. I really do. I'll say that. Sorry, Ethan.
But you don't golf. You don't know. He's one of these guys. He's the guy that doesn't eat seafood or sushi, and he's like, I hate it.
Yeah, like
you don't know it.
I'm going 80% people on golf.
Agreed.
And maybe 20 on bowling if you put a pull out. I mean, there's no way.
I gotta make my stand here. I'm telling you how I feel.
This
I can't be the only guy.
This is the hill he's going to die on. Camino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. Your call's at 877-99 on Fox. Plus, I do want to talk, I said, about drinking on New Year's Eve. Week 17, there's so much at stake in the NFL. We're going to break all the games down. And a little theory about Los Angeles football. We'll get to all that next right here on Camino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. Now, is it time for new tires? Well, trust the experts at TireRack.com. They've been crushing it for over 40 years. They got the experience, knowledge, and passion to assist every driver.
They got the full line of hand-cooked tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, free 2-year road hazard protection, nails, screws, potholes, covered, shipped fast and free to you and over 10,000 recommended installers, Rich.
Go to TireRack.com/Dan. Tell them what you drive. Try their easy-to-use decision guide. Answer a few questions. You'll get a personalized tire recommendation for how, what, and where you drive. By the way, skip the waiting room. In many areas, they offer mobile tire installation. A Tire Rack technician will bring new tires to your home or office and install them right on site. The ultimate convenience, a game changer.
Telling you, go to TireRack.com/Dan. See for yourself. TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a Robot Pachinko Machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at DKHorse.com.
2 p.m. on the West, 5 p.m. on the East, doing our own show. But when they say, hey, you want to fill in for Dan Patrick? Dan and the Danettes, we say, absolutely, let's go. Ethan Miller's here. Ethan's on the phones at 877-99 on Fox. Perfette, Lohenkron, and I hope you had a great Thursday night, a Dallas Cowboys sort of Thursday. Of course, yep. We're going to talk about the game.
The significance? I don't know, as Pee Wee Herman would say. I mean, last night, Dallas won. A rough beginning for Dak. He turned it around, but truthfully, the Cowboys are locked in at that one wild card seed. And Tennessee, it was irrelevant. It all comes down to next week. Jags, Titans, winners in, losers out. So last night was one of the first games you'll see where people are just playing it out. Like, there's no significance.
Exactly. And, of course, we're going to talk some Teaser Town, which is going to get you ready for the weekend.
And what a bummer, by the way. Last night, the point spread was 14. They won 27-13 push. So even people that were gambling on the game were like, nothing.
Yeah, Rich, I was out at a bar and I was bowling and no one really seemed to care about that game. And that's where I'm going right now to take your phone calls and to wrap this up. You know, I'm home visiting the family. I'm in Union, New Jersey. And I grew up bowling. Get this, by the way. This is the type of atmosphere I grew up in. I grew up bowling at a place called Highway Bowl, Danny's Highway Bowl. And it's your typical stinky run-down bowling alley, and it was connected to an all-nudie bar called Hot 22 because it was on Route 22 in Union. All-nudie bar and bowling. It was fun for ages.
All nude and bowling?
All nude. all nude and right next to it connected.
Are you sure dad was in bowling leagues?
It was one of those BYOB sort of joints that was connected to the bar, to the bowling alley, I mean. And, Rich, I just found out this weekend that it's completely torn down. You know, things change when you go back to your hometown. You're like, where's Hot 22? Gone. So I went to this fancy, snazzy bowling alley. Again, it's on its come up. Kids love bowling again.
I think any bowling alley would be categorized as fancy compared to one that's connected to a nudie bar.
Yeah. And I bowled a 95, so I broke the first
rule. A nudie bar in a bowling alley? You sure this isn't something like Al Bundy took to Shark Tank?
I'm telling you, it was legendary here in my hometown. As soon as you turned 18, you brought your own beer to this place, and then you bowled a few games, right? So anyway, last night, I bowled like crap, 95. But then I want you to know that I made the adjustments, picked up a heavier ball. I bowled a solid 165 after that.
Look at you. All right.
I made my adjustments. Second part of my story is, it's really frustrating. I think it's one of the league leaders of recreational sports where you're full of excuses when you stink.
And true.
Number three, be detrimental to my business life moving forward because business is done. And sometimes life is done on the golf course, and I get that, and that's the progression of life. And I understand it's a beautiful sport. I understand the fun you have. I understand the urge you have sometimes just to get out of the house and play, get away from the kids, peace of mind, do business, whatever it is, whatever your reasonings are to play golf, I get it. But I'm more prone to say, I think I might want to join a bowling league. Your thoughts? Let's go.
All right.
877-99 on Fox.
Covino and Rich. In for Dan Patrick, the 2022 Mercedes-Benz family of SUVs. Extraordinary is a test drive away. Learn more. MBUSA.com. And we'll start with Zach in Indiana. What's up, Zach?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, brother?
Yeah, so shout out to my bowling team here in Indiana, Mike's XXL. We just won the first half championship, but I wanted to weigh in on the practice lanes versus the league lanes oil pattern. Totally agree with you. Short story for you real quick. I went to I bowled a 300 a couple years ago. Oh. Was talking it up to my family members.
Do you have
your ring? All right, well, let's go bowling. Let's see how it goes. I'm like, all right. So we go, and the lanes are completely different. I think I had a 140, a 150, and a 160, and everybody's looking at me like, I thought you were good.
Yo, Zach's full of it. This guy stinks.
Yeah, completely different. So I totally feel you on that. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey,
you know what, Rich? Here's the thing. Like, if you're just a casual bowler, you never took it serious, you throw a straight ball, you're bowling grandma style, you're not going to understand what I'm saying. But if you have some sort of movement to your ball, you throw a hook, and they don't oil the lanes properly, you're done.
I get it. Just never make fun of me for playing softball again. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, I didn't join a league yet.
That's honestly true. You can't make fun of him playing softball. If we're talking about oil on lanes here.
Yeah, bowling. You can't make fun of me when I'm like, yeah, it's Tuesday night, my softball championship. You can't mock me ever again if you're talking about oil patterns with this dude. Let's go to John in New York. You're on with Covino and Rich. Hey, John.
Hey, yeah, I'm going to agree with the fact that I'd rather go bowling, and I'm only 30, than golf. I think even if I'm 60, I'd rather bowl than golf. I also wanted to just say, and this might be off track really quickly, but you said you're in New Jersey. Albany, New York is not far away. If you guys are ever up here, I'll treat you to sushi on me because you don't know sushi until you try it. You just got to try it, my man.
Yeah, Covino's the guy, John, that's like, oh, I don't like... Covino's the guy that never advanced past like chicken tenders. Covino's the guy that has the palate of a 13-year-old boy.
Well, I've had pizza every night I've been here in Jersey.
That makes sense, yeah.
My pizza streak continues. I even had it last night.
Did you have it at the bowling alley, the square pizza?
Dude, I absolutely did. They come and serve it to you now because it's next level. You got to realize, the other point of me bringing this up is the fact that it's definitely on a comeback. Like, it hit lulls. We grew up bowling. Our parents were in leagues. It sort of died out.
I think it's innovator been on a
die.
Comeback.
It's people dead. Innovated, and these lanes dead. Are next level. These bolero lanes. Yeah, it was dead.
Dead.
Yeah, I feel like it's coming
gone.
Back.
It's gone.
I was laughing, actually, when Zach called it. I thought he was joking. He was serious. He was straight.
I'm
back
oil.
Here laughing hard as anything.
This guy's talking about oil on the lanes.
Really, we're talking about, like, old guy sports. Like, I mean, pickleball might be the fastest growing, right? But I think bowling's on a comeback, and golf is golf. Golf's massive. We get that.
You man, you really have solidified. We always joke that Covino has the sports taste of an 80-year-old white guy. Covino loves boxing, bowling, and baseball. Is your name's not George?
No, my,
and you're 87?
My name is Ebenezer Covino.
All right, let's go to the Cuse. Not a great bowl game, but hey, Joey, my old school. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, you guys? It's a monumental day in sports talk radio. You're talking bowling on the Dan Patrick Show.
There you go.
Hey, man, it's a casual Friday. I'm here, and I went last night. Why not bring it up?
I've been listening for years. I can't believe we're talking bowling. It's awesome. I'm a big bowler, big golfer, went to college, bowled collegiately. You guys are hilarious talking about your 95. But the oil pattern definitely does dictate how good, you know, somebody does. For
you know,
sure.
Joey, you're not kidding. I'll tell you what, Joey, I'll give you one bowling analogy, and it's the only one I might know. And then maybe we'll move on. We'll talk some NFL. How about that?
Everyone should have one good bowling analogy.
I have, you know, spot. It's true. By the way, I did have my own bowling ball, so I'm not calling Covino a nerd. I was in a bowling league when I was like 12. I had Richie carved in it, and you use a white crayon and, you know, shine it up.
Oh,
Ethan,
no.
Ethan, I'm being serious.
He's proud of this.
Oh, man.
Here's the thing.
Well, hold on. You need to sort of explain. If you got your name engraved in a ball, and you're very proud of your little ball, you know, after usage, the name starts to fade away. So to get it to shine up and pop again, you have to color it in with
white
crayon.
White crayon.
Wax it in there.
Ooh.
Richie.
Richie. Now, I'll tell you what. I'll back Covino up. I'll compare it to the reason I never played beyond high school and a little, you know, club league in my 20s. I couldn't throw a great curveball. When I played baseball, I had some heat. I was a good pitcher. Pitching no-hitter in high school. Like, I enjoyed playing baseball. I was good. But my breaking ball was weak sauce. I left my curveballs hanging, and it got to the point where I was like, all right, I just can't get to the next level because my curveball stinks. Right? I had good location.
Your curveballs were hanging like your dad's chonies on the clothesline in the backyard.
You ain't kidding. My curveballs hung. So, you know, I might have good location, good movement. Curveball stunk. Couldn't play beyond, like, high school, college. When I bowled, I was bowling 150s, 160s. When I was like 10 or 11, 12, I was good. And then when all the good kids started saying, well, now we're going to fingertip bowl, meaning what Covino said, where the ball hugs the gutter and then whips back in. If you couldn't master that, which I couldn't, I was like, my bowling days are done. I couldn't do the fingertip bowl.
Man, I was like a young Amlato Monacelli, bro, a young Pete Weber growing up.
Yeah.
But the frustration kicked in. It's coming back. And I know golf is where it's at. I'm not saying no to golf, but I'm saying I'm leaning towards maybe getting back into bowling after my experience.
You know, I'm a pretty confident guy.
That's it.
I'm a pretty confident guy. But Ethan, you know what holds me up from golfing? I feel like I'm a competitive guy, and I would not want to slow down anyone else. And I know you got to start somewhere, but if a bunch of buddies or coworkers are like, yeah, we're going golfing, I would love the hang, I would love the drinking and the camaraderie and, you know, just the sport itself. But in the beginning, I wouldn't want to be the guy that's like, oh, mulligan, like I just feel
it's all right. I mean, you just pick up and throw. You go and you play. It's not a big deal.
Yeah,
you got to get that out of your head. You're in your own head there.
Yeah. Let's go to John in Jersey. What's up, John? Covino and
Rich. Hey, John.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
What's up?
Hey, I grew up in Metuchen, New Jersey.
There you go.
And that's close to Union, right?
Yeah.
You got it. All right. So in Edison, New Jersey, this is before your time, right? They had a bowling alley on Route 1 by the old Ford plant there. It was past the Ford plant that had 115 lanes.
Wow.
And you can Google it, and it's on Google because I looked it up to see if they still wrote about it. But I remember you would stand at one end and you'd look down the other end and all it was lane after lane after lane. And I think they had three or four bars in there or places to pick up shoes. But it was unbelievable. 115 lanes.
I'm telling you, there was a sense of if you grew up in the 80s and 90s, I feel like everyone's parents were in a bowling league. I thought it was my imagination, but my mom and dad were in a bowling league. We used to go in high school.
Mine were too, my whole life.
At high school, we would choose what friend's house to drink at based on whose parents were out bowling that night. Like, oh, it's Friday night. Christina's parents are bowling. Let's go drink there before they come home. bowling was a big deal. I don't know one person that's in a bowling league now. So that might back up Ethan's bowling is dead statement.
80 to 20.
80 people golf, 20% of people bowling.
I'm talking about a younger generation. I'm telling you what I see. I dropped my teenage daughter off at these bowling alleys.
Yeah, it's like hanging out. It's a good hang for kids.
It is, but I'm seeing, again, now I'm in Jersey, right? And I'm seeing the same patterns here in Jersey as I do in L.A. There's a lot of young people that are having fun doing it. You know, I think it's definitely on its comeback and on its come up. It's just something I'm pointing out, letting you know.
All right, one last call, and then I want to talk some L.A. football. Let's go to Charles in Florida. What's up, Charles?
What's up, guys?
Yo.
Love the show, guys. You guys are the absolute best.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, I mean that. I just wanted to agree with what you're saying. I grew up with bowling. I was in a league. I was a really good bowler. We used to hang out at the bowling alley, party all the time. We used to complain about the oil on the lanes. I had the shoes, the ball, everything.
And by the way, when you think the bowling alley, doesn't it just, I picture like the smell of cigarettes, like cheap beer, a couple like really shady characters just sort of roaming around.
And a really dingy bathroom with old beat up bowling lockers.
Oh, yeah. A great hang. Thank you, Charles in Florida. All right, Kavino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. Now, something I want to get to.
Hey, Rich, can I tell you the one old school thing I did yesterday? Like the one old guy move?
What are you going to talk about next? You want to talk about bocce ball?
Yeah.
You're playing with your uncle Nunzio in Jersey? Hey, we're playing bocce ball.
No, so I get to the desk, and there's this really like this pretentious like guy. I kind of wanted to slap him, to be honest.
Yeah.
Right? He's like, there's a wait, sir. I'm like, don't sir me, sir. Don't bro me, bro. Right? I'm like, who are you calling sir? But he had this look about him, right? And I give him my shoe, and he's like, we don't take your shoes, sir.
It's funny you should say this. I took my daughter ice skating the other day, and I went to hand them my shoes, and they're like, why are you giving me your shoes? I guess that's a thing of the past. They trust you now?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe COVID changed.
Yeah, they don't want to touch your trusty shoes.
They don't want your foot germs.
Yeah, but it used to be like, hey, we're going to take your shoes so you don't steal ours. Now they're just take our shoes.
I gave them my really sweet 10.5 right there on the counter, and the guy looked at me like, what era are you from, sir? Because we don't do this anymore.
We don't take shoes.
He's like, yeah, take your Jordan 1 and bring it back. We don't take shoes.
We don't take your shoes. I got two, you know what you would think? Who knew I had so many bowling tales?
I mean, it's fun. We're having fun on a casual Friday.
I know.
We're going to get to the other meat, I promise.
You can get to the meat. I'm gonna talk about L.A. football in just a few minutes, and of course, so much great football week 17, so many ramifications, but two quick bowling, you know, quickies. One of my favorite stories ever. Do you remember this dude bowled a 300 and then had a heart attack and died?
Yes.
There was a story where this guy was a lifetime bowler, finally bowled a 300. He's like, I did it!
That's terrible.
It's terrible, but it's awesome.
It seems pretty like an awesome way to go.
No,
this guy was a lifetime bowler.
Not only did he get his name up there on the board, right? But he got the little RIP right next to it. So, I mean, he went out doing what he loved. It's a sad story, but it's also awesome.
And I don't want to insult anyone, but I'm sure I will. I'll insult a few people with this one. But, Spot, you're part of the story. It was Easter, like maybe 5 years ago. And, you know, we're out here in L.A., and, you know, we don't really know anyone other than our friends. We're all East Coast guys living out here. So we're with a few other couples and friends doing a little Easter brunch with the wives and girlfriends, and, you know, it was nice. Across the street was a bowling alley in Sherman Oaks, or what was it, Studio City. And we said, you know what? Hey, let's go bowling. What else are you doing? We had a nice little Easter brunch. You don't have family in town, either do I. We went bowling. There was a dude we were with, like some girl's boyfriend. We go to hand our shoes, because as you know, old school style, you give them your shoes. What size shoe? Yeah, I'll have an 11. Spot, what do you, 11? Some other guy, 10.5. Some other guy, 10. Guy who's 6 foot, like our size. Not a small guy, not a big. 6 foot dude hands the person his shoe and goes, yeah, size 7. I looked at Spot like, what is that? Seven? Is this guy not, how does he not tip over? Then the whole time, I couldn't stop looking at his feet. Like, how little are these guys? Got little tootsies.
I'm 5'6".
He's got little baby feet.
And I'm a size 8. I'm even got a bigger foot.
Yes, than this guy. And you're 5'6".
See? It's crazy. Dude, I wear a size 7 in fifth grade.
Case closed. All right, more Covino and Rich next for Dan Patrick on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you
know
I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a Robot Pachinko Machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan and see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, we are Covino and Rich, Casual Friday. We're having fun. We have fun. That's what we do. If you dig our show, check us out Monday through Friday, a little later in the day, after Dan Patrick, after Colin, 2 p.m. on the West, 5 p.m. on the East, Covino and Rich, anytime on our podcast. So subscribe for free. Search Covino and Rich wherever you stream. And if you leave a review, you qualify for something we're calling bribery balls, giving away some Nerf footballs this holiday season.
What?
Yeah, some Nerf footballs. They say Covino and Rich.
Yeah, they look good.
Fox Sports Radio.
We got them delivered. They're here, and they're ready to be shipped out to you. So like Covino said, leave a nice review, leave a comment on the podcast section of iTunes. Well, yeah, we'll try to do it for Android eventually, but right now we're doing iTunes.
Yeah, leave a review, and you qualify for one. We'll be calling out some names in the next few weeks, so definitely do that now. Subscribe for free. Shout out to anyone listening on the iHeartRadio app. Hope you're having a nice holiday season, getting ready for New Year's. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the shows you need to watch this weekend hobnobbing later on, and Rich is taking you to Teaser Town.
We're going to get to all that. Covino and Rich in for Dan, and this family takes turns turning heads. Brains, beauty, and athleticism. All they need now is for you to drive them off the lot. The Mercedes-Benz family of SUVs, a family of unrivaled vehicles waiting at your local dealer. Check out Mercedes-Benz. We are in the mansion.
Why did you read that like an airplane pilot?
Mercedes-Benz. If you take a look at the left side of your car, that might be a nice Mercedes.
Well, I understand it's a casual Friday and you're there in your pajama pants, but that was a very casual read.
It was. You know, I did have like a weird cadence there. Not going to lie. You're right. You got me.
Visit your...
By the way, it is a casual
local,
Friday.
Mercedes-Benz dealer.
Yeah. We'll take off your seatbelt. We'll be cruising at 30,000 feet. But see you in New York. All right. So, bowling. Great first hour. I really thought it was a lot of fun. Bowling is a lot of fun, Covino. And I could see where you'd say it's on your list more than golf as you get older, but... I don't think many business meetings take place at the Hot 22 nudie bar / bowling alley. But then again, what do I know?
Who knows, right?
Yeah. Now, I wanted to talk about drinking on New Year's Eve. We'll get to that in a few. We'll get to, like you said, our picks, everything going into week 17 of the NFL. But I heard
our picks, when you say picks, do you mean like Dak Prescott and all the picks
he's
thrown?
Yeah, his two in the first half last night. Yeah. Again, insignificant game. I said to Ethan off the air, I said, you know, in previous years, if you're... You know, when there were 16 games, 12-4 was a really good record and still is. Add that next extra game next week. The Cowboys could end up being 13-4. And I'm not saying no one's taking them serious, but I think because the Eagles and Jalen Hurts and DeVonta Smith and all these, they're lighting it up in Philadelphia.
It's that they play down to other teams' levels. Like they're winning, but they're barely winning. More significantly.
Like, should we be taking the Cowboys as a more serious Super Bowl contender? Ethan, you're an Eagles fan. Do you look at them and say, they're not beating the Niners and the Eagles and anyone else in the NFC? They can't string together three wins against, like, those teams.
No, at this point, I'm a huge Cowboys hater, but that's bias. But at this point, they're a 12-4 ball club. And their football team. And I do think they're a competitive team and could make it to the NFC chip.
They're competitive, but again, they don't clobber teams the way they should, and I get my news updates from memes.
Yeah.
So I read this one last night. Dak Prescott is now tied for the league lead in interceptions, 14, despite missing 5 games this season.
Yeah.
Like, you're not winning anything turning the ball over.
Yeah, I mean,
like
Brett Favre turned the ball over a lot, so did Peyton Manning
early
on. I know.
I mean, he leads the league, and he missed 5 games.
I have been saying the Cowboys are fake all season, and I don't know if it's just the win over the Birds is confusing me, but they didn't have Jalen. So it's just I don't know. They may be fake or they may not be.
I said that every year I have a, quote, fake team. Last year I said it was the Cardinals. I was right. This year I said the Giants, and I feel like I'm right. The Cowboys, I'm so confused on because I look at the AFC and it's so clear to me. Buffalo, Cincinnati, who are playing Monday, which is insane. And of course, Kansas City. You can't ever doubt Patrick Mahomes. So the AFC to me is clear. Kansas City, Buffalo, or Cincinnati. The NFC, your Eagles, 49ers, and then do you throw Dallas and Minnesota in that mix? Or is it fair to say, like, if 49ers at Eagles... NFC Championship, and if Brock Purdy could keep his composure, they got a shot. Otherwise, the Eagles, I think, roll in the NFC. That's how I see it, but what the hell do I know? I do want to talk about LA football coming up. Both teams are battling this Sunday, and I wonder, is there an LA football team out here?
I wonder if anybody cares.
Does anyone care? We'll get to all that next. Covino and Rich, in for Dan Patrick on Fox Sports Radio. Hang tight, and you can hit us up at Covino and Rich.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.